Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrindam.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrindam. So we'll have another reading about Lord Chaitanya accepting prasad. No, I said we'll have another reading today.
Итак, сегодня мы еще раз будем читать о том, как Господь Чайтанья принимает прасады.
This is at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Puri.
Это уже будет происходить в доме Сарвабхаума Бхаттачарьи в Пури.
So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he approached the Lord and he asked the Lord that please take lunch at my house every day for 1 month. But the Lord said, no, this is not possible.
Сарвабхаума Бхаттачарья пришел к Господу и попросил, пожалуйста, приходи ко мне в дом принимать прасад в течение 1 месяца. Но Господь сказал, нет, это невозможно.
So finally, then he said 20 days. Lord Chaitanya said no. Then he said 10 days. And Lord Chaitanya didn't agree. Eventually, it was reduced to 5 days in a month.
И затем Сарвабхаума попросил, ну, хотя бы 20 дней, и Господь Чайтанья отказался. Затем он сказал, ну, хотя бы 10 дней, и Господь Чайтанья отказался. И в конце концов это количество было уменьшено до 5 дней в месяц.
Mm-hmm. So having this arrangement confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhattacharya invited the Lord to his house that very day.
И получив такое согласие Господа Чайтанья, Сарвабхаума пригласил Господа к себе в дом прямо в этот же день.
So he gave orders to his wife, who was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, who was known as the mother of Sati, gave orders to her to cook.
И он дал указание своей жене, которая была великой преданной Господа Чайтанья, звали мать Сати, он велел ей приготовить прасад.
Often in Bengal, the ladies are called by the, you know, they're called like this Satyar Ma, the mother of Sati. They call the lady that is according to their children's name sometimes, the mother of this child or the mother of that child.
Часто в Бенгалии так женщин называют в соответствии с именем ее ребенка, то есть мать Сати.
So Sati was a daughter of Sarvabhauma.
Сати было имя дочери Сарвабхаумы.
So at Sarvabhauma's house there was always a full stock of food.
В доме Сарвабхаумы всегда было много пищи.
And he personally began to help his wife cook.
И он начал сам помогать своей жене готовить.
And on the southern side of the kitchen there were 2 rooms for offering food, and in one of them the food was offered to Shalagram Narayan.
С южной стороны кухни было 2 комнаты для предложения пищи. В одной из них пищу предлагали Шалаграме Нараяне.
The other room was for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lunch.
А другая предназначалась для обеда Чайтанья Махапрабху.
The Lord's lunch room was very secluded and it was newly constructed by Bhattacharya.
И эта комната для Господа Чайтанья была уединенной, и она была только недавно построена Сарвабхаумой.
Can this work more strongly? Can it slightly down? Okay. Just push it down. Yeah.
That's
right. These, yeah. Any robot?
It makes noises, so they don't.
No, made for devotees, but it's too noisy. Quite hot in here. Yes, the body is quite hot. So the room was constructed, so there was a 1-door entrance from the outside for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and another door from the kitchen, so the prasadam could be brought in.
И комната была построена так, что с одной стороны был вход с улицы, для Господа Чайтаньи, и другой вход был из кухни, с тем, чтобы можно было носить просад.
So again, there was a big banana leaf and a big stack of, you know, very nice white rice.
И опять же, там лежал большой лист банана и горка хорошего белого риса.
And it had butter melted on top, so the butter was flowing off the rice onto the leaf.
И масло лежало сверху, оно плавилось и стекало во все стороны по рису.
And then there were pots made of the bark of banana trees.
И также были горшочки, сделанные из коры бананового дерева.
And these were filled with various cooked vegetables and placed all around the leaf, like yesterday we read.
Они были наполнены различными представлениями из овощей и стояли вокруг этого бананового листа.
There were 10 kinds of spinach.
Там было 10 видов шпината.
Actually, in Bengal there are 28 kinds of spinach. Well, this was in Puri. I don't know how many kinds they had there, but at least 10. Then they had a soup called sukta. That's a bitter soup.
Sukta?
Sukta. It was made with bitter neem leaves. And a pungent preparation made from black pepper. Cake made of fried curd.
Затем пирожки, сделанные из поджаренного творога.
And buttermilk mixed with small fried pieces of dal.
И buttermilk?
Buttermilk, yeah. You know what that is? Buttermilk, yeah. What's buttermilk?
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
Типа ряженка, да?
What do you call it?
Pachta.
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 Buttermilk. Pachta.
Buttermilk is what?
With small fried pieces of dal. Then there are a long list of many preparations. Eggplant mixed with neem leaves and fried together. With neem leaves fried. And there was a soup made from fried ur dal and mung dal, which was better than nectar. There were sweet chutney and barats made of mung dal, and of ur dal and of sweet bananas. There was sweet rice cake, coconut cake, and various other cakes. Sweet rice mixed with ghee was poured into an earthen pot and mixed with champakola, that's kind of banana, mixed with banana, condensed milk, and mango. Mixed with ghee, poured into an earthen pot, and mixed with champakola, oh that's banana, mixed with banana, condensed milk, and mango. Again, less, but this fan a little bit less again. Поменьше. Yeah, okay. There were other preparations made with curd and a variety of sandesh sweetmeats. On two sides of the stack of food were pitchers filled with scented cold water. And then tulsi manjaris were placed on top of the food. And the Bhattacharya also brought several types of food that had been offered to Lord Jagannath. As you know, in Puri, There are many offerings every day. So the offerings are generally sold in some prasadam booths, which are outside the temple. And actually, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if the devotee inviting Lord Chaitanya was a Brahmin, then he would cook in his own home. But those who were not Brahmins, they would just purchase prasadam from the prasadam shops, and then they would feed that to Lord Chaitanya, because as a Brahmin sannyasi, he didn't eat the food cooked by non-Brahmins in their home.
Chaitanya Charitamrita описывается, что когда Господа Чайтани приглашали к себе домой брахманы, то они сами готовили для него. Но если приглашавшие не были брахманами, то обычно они покупали для него прасад Господа Джаганатхи, поскольку, будучи саньяси брахманом, он обычно не вкушал пищу, приготовленную не брахманами.
So, when everything was ready, Lord Chaitanya came there, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya washed his feet, and then the Lord entered the room to take lunch.
Когда все было приготовлено, Господь Чайтанья пришел туда, Сарвабхаума омыл его стопы и пригласил его начать свой обед.
So Lord Chaitanya was astonished to see the beautiful arrangement.
Господь Чайтанья был поражен, увидев все эти замечательные приготовления.
He said, "This is most uncommon."
Он сказал, это совершенно необычайно.
How was this arrangement of rice and vegetables finished within 6 hours?
Как все эти блюда из риса и овощей были сделаны за 6 часов?
Even 100 men cooking on 100 ovens could not possibly finish all these preparations within so short a time.
Даже 100 человек, которые бы готовили на 100 плитах, не смогли бы приготовить все эти блюда в такое короткое время.
I hope the food has already been offered to Krishna, since I see there are tulsi flowers over the plates.
Я надеюсь, что вся эта пища уже предложена Кришне. Я ведь вижу цветы тулости на всех тарелочках.
You are most fortunate, and your endeavor is successful, for you have offered such wonderful food to Radha Krishna.
Ты самый удачливый. Все твои усилия будут успешны, потому что ты предлагаешь такую замечательную пищу Радхе и Кришне.
The color of the rice is so attractive, and its aroma is so good that it appears Radha and Krishna have directly taken it.
Цвет риса такой замечательный и аромат его такой привлекающий, что видно, Радха и Кришна пробовали его.
My dear Bhattacharya, your fortune is very great.
Мой дорогой Бхаттачарья, удача твоя огромна.
How much shall I praise you?
Как я могу прославить тебя?
I also am very fortunate to be able to take the remnants of this food.
Я также очень удачлив, потому что я могу попробовать остатки этой пищи.
Take away Krishna's sitting place and put it aside.
Пожалуйста, унеси место сидения для Кришны и поставь его в сторону.
Then give me prasad on a separate plate.
И, пожалуйста, дай мне прасад на отдельной тарелке.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "It is not so wonderful, my lord. Everything has been made possible by the energy and mercy of he who will eat the food."
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya сказал, "В этом нет ничего особенного, мой господь. Все возможно по милости того, кто будет кушать пищу."
My wife and I did not especially exert ourselves in the cooking.
Моя жена и я не слишком искусны в приготовлении пищи.
He by whose power the food has been prepared knows everything.
Но тот, благодаря чьему могуществу была приготовлена пища, он знает все.
Now please sit in this place and take your lunch.
Пожалуйста, садись здесь и прими обед.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "This place is worshipable because it was used by Krishna."
Господь Чайтанья ответил, это место достойно поклонения, поскольку оно было использовано для Кришны.
Bhattacharya said, "Both the food and the sitting place are the Lord's mercy."
Bhattacharya ответил, и пища, и сидение, все это милость Господа.
If you can eat the remnants of the food, what is the offense in your sitting in this place?
Если ты можешь есть остатки этой пищи, то что же оскорбительного в том, что ты сядешь здесь?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "Yes, you have spoken correctly. The Shastras enjoin that the devotee can partake of everything left by Krishna."
Господь Чайтанья сказал, да, ты прав. Шастры подтверждают, что преданный может пользоваться всем, что использовал Кришна.
And then there's a quotation from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
My
dear Lord, the garlands, scented substances, garments, ornaments, and other such things that have been offered to you may later be used by your servants.
Мой Господь, одежды, гирлянды, ароматические вещества, украшения и так далее, все, что было использовано тобою, затем могут использовать твои преданные.
By partaking of these things and eating the remnants of food you have left, we will be able to conquer the illusory energy.
И принимая все эти предметы и также остатки твоей пищи, мы обретем силу, чтобы победить иллюзорную энергию.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, there is so much food here that it is impossible to eat.
Затем Chaitanya Mahaprabhu сказал, здесь так много пищи, что съесть ее все невозможно.
Bhattacharya replied, I know how much you can eat.
Bhattacharya отвечал, я знаю, сколько ты можешь есть.
After all, at Jagannath Puri you eat 52 times a day, and each time you eat hundreds of buckets filled with prasad.
В конце концов, в храме Джаганнатхапури ты ешь 52 раза в день, и каждый раз вкушаешь сотни горшков с пищей.
At Dvarka you keep 16,000 queens in 16,000 palaces.
А в Двараке у тебя было 16,000 цариц и 16,000 дворцов.
Also there are 18 mothers and numerous friends and relatives of the Yadu dynasty.
18 матерей и бесчисленное количество друзей и родственников династии Яду.
In Vrindavan you also have your father's elder brothers.
И в Вриндаване у тебя был отец и его старшие братья.
Your father's younger brothers.
Младшие братья его.
Maternal uncles.
Дяди по матери.
Husbands of your father's sisters.
И мужья сестер твоего отца.
And many cowherd men.
И множество пастухов.
There are also cowherd boyfriends.
И также друзья-пастушки.
And you eat twice a day, morning and evening, in the house of each and every one.
И ты ел два раза в день, утром и вечером, в доме каждого из них.
Indeed, Sarvabhauma continued, at the Govardhan Puja ceremony, you ate stacks of rice.
Более того, продолжал Сарвабхаума Тачарья, на церемонии Говардхана Пуджи ты съел горы риса.
In comparison to that, this small quantity is not even a morsel for you.
В сравнении с этим, вот это количество пищи для тебя меньше придержания.
You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas I am a most insignificant living being. Therefore, you may accept a small quantity of food from my house. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and sat down to eat. And Bhattacharya, with great pleasure, first offered him the prasad from the Jagannath temple. At this time, Bhattacharya had a son-in-law named Amogha, who was the husband of his daughter Sati. Although born in an aristocratic Brahmin family, this Amogha was a great fault finder and blasphemer. Amogha wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat, but he was not allowed to enter.
Amogha хотел посмотреть, как будет есть Чайтанья Махапрабху, но его не пустили.
Indeed, Bhattacharya guarded the threshold of his house with the stick in his hand. However, as soon as Bhattacharya began distributing prasad and was a little inattentive, Amogha came in. Seeing the quantity of food, he began to blaspheme. This is very similar to another personality called Ramchandra Puri.
Это очень похоже на то, что совершал другая личность, которую звали Рамачандра Пури.
Рамачандра Пури was a god brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master Ishwara Puri.
Рамачандра Пури был духовным братом духовного учителя Господа Чайтаньи Ишвара Пури.
So that means they were both disciples of Madhavendra Puri.
То есть оба они были учениками Мадхавендра Пури.
But Ishwara Puri, he was an example of an ideal disciple, whereas Ramachandra Puri was an example of a bad disciple.
Но Ishwara Puri был примером идеального ученика, а Ramachandra Puri был примером плохого ученика.
So when Madhavendra Puri was very old, Ishwara Puri used to render all kinds of menial service to him.
Когда Мадхавендра Пури был очень стар, Ishwara Puri совершал все виды самого смиренного служения ему.
But Ramachandra Puri actually criticized his spiritual master.
Но Рамачандра Пури вместо этого критиковал своего духовного учителя.
When Madhavendra Puri was very old, he was calling out to Krishna in separation, "Oh my Lord, I could not see you like that." He was.
Когда Мадхавендра Пури был стар, он постоянно звал Кришне в разлуке. О мой Господь, я не вижу тебя и так далее.
But Ramachandra Puri said that why you cannot see Krishna? You are always chanting the names of the Lord, so why you cannot see him?
Рамачандра Пури сказал, а почему ты не можешь видеть Кришну? Ты что ли повторяешь имена Бога? Почему ты его не видишь?
So Madhavendra Puri ordered him, "Go out, you sinful rascal."
И Мадхавендра Пури закричал на него, убирайся, греховный негодяй.
So he came to Jagannath Puri, but because he was a god brother, because he was a disciple of Ishwar, of Madhavendra Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also showed him respect.
И когда Рамачандра Пури пришел к Jagannath Puri, то поскольку он был духовным братом его учителя, Господь Чайтанья выражал ему свое почтение.
And he used to like to invite sannyasis to come for lunch.
И он любил приглашать саньяси, чтобы они приходили к нему на обед.
Then he would make them eat a lot of prasadam, you know, by different ways, you know, he would make them eat a lot of prasadam.
Затем обычно он заставлял их есть огромное количество прасады, всеми способами он заставлял их есть.
But then after that he would criticize them for eating too much.
А после этого начинал их критиковать за то, что они так много едят.
And once he saw some ants crawling on the floor outside Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's room.
И также однажды он увидел муравьев, которые ползали по полу возле комнаты Господа Чайтаньи.
So he criticized that Lord Chaitanya, this sannyasi is eating too much sugar.
И он начал критиковать Господа Чайтанью, говоря, что этот сannyasi ест слишком много сладкого.
So then Lord Chaitanya reduced his eating by half.
И тогда Господь Чайтанья вдвое уменьшил количество принимаемой пищи.
So different devotees would be inviting the Lord, like Sarvabhauma and others, but Lord Chaitanya would take very little.
И различные преданные, так как Сарвабхаума, приглашали Господа Чайтанья, но Господь Чайтанья ел очень немного.
So the devotees became very upset with this Ramachandra Puri.
Из-за этого преданные очень сильно были расстроены из-за того, что творил Рамачандра Пури.
But Lord Chaitanya said, "What's wrong? What he says is correct. Sannyasi shouldn't eat too much."
Но Господь Чайтанья говорил, а что такого? Он все говорит правильно, саньяси не должен есть много.
But after some time, this Ramachandra Puri left from Jagannath Puri, and then again, Lord Chaitanya began eating the regular amount.
Но через некоторое время Рамачандра Пури покинул Джаганнатха Пури, и Господь Чайтанья снова начал есть, как обычно.
So anyhow, Amogha had the same critical mentality.
И вот Амогха имел такое же критическое настроение.
He said, this much food is sufficient to satisfy 10 or 12 men, but this sannyasi alone is eating so much.
Он сказал, этой еды хватило бы для 10 или 20 человек, но этот саньяси в одиночку ест так много.
So as soon as Amogha said this, Sarvabhauma turned his eyes on him.
Как только Амогха сказал эти слова, Сарвабхаума обернулся к нему.
Seeing Sarvabhauma's attitude, Amogha ran away.
И увидев состояние Сарвабхаумы Тачари, Амок предпочел убежать.
Бхаттачарья ran after him to strike him with a stick.
Бхаттачарья гнался за ним, чтобы ударить его своей палкой.
But Amoga fled so fast that Bhattacharya could not catch him. Bhattacharya then began to curse and call his son-in-law ill names. When Bhattacharya returned, he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was laughing to hear him criticize Amoga. When Bhattacharya's wife heard of this, she immediately began to strike her head and chest, saying, "Let Sati become a widow." So, seeing the lamentation of both husband and wife, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to pacify them. According to their desire, he ate the prasad and was very satisfied. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished eating, Bhattacharya washed his mouth, hands and legs and offered him spices like cloves and cardamom. Then he gave him a flower garland and smeared his body with sandalwood pulp. After offering obeisances, the Bhattacharya submitted the following. "I brought you to my home just to have you blasphemed. This is a great offense. Please excuse me. I beg your pardon." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "What Amoga has said is correct. Therefore, it is not blasphemy. What is your offense?" After saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and returned to his residence. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also followed him. Falling down at the Lord's feet, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said many things in self-reproach. The Lord then pacified him and sent him back home. So when he came back home, he spoke with his wife. And he said, if a man who blasphemed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is killed, his sinful action may be atoned.
Который оскорбил Господа Чайтанью убить, тогда, может быть, его преступление будет искуплено.
Or, he said, if I give up my own life, this sinful action may be atoned.
Или сказал, если я оставлю свою жизнь, тогда тоже, возможно, это преступление будет искуплено.
However, neither of these ideas are befitting, because both bodies belong to brahmanas.
Однако, увы, ни то, ни другое решение не годится, поскольку оба эти тела принадлежат брахману.
Instead, I shall never see the face of the blasphemer.
Лучше я просто никогда не буду смотреть на лицо этого оскорбителя.
I reject him and give up his relationship.
Я отвергаю его и оставляю всякие отношения с ним.
I shall never even speak his name.
Я даже никогда не буду произносить его имя.
Inform my daughter Sati to abandon her relationship with her husband because he has fallen down.
Скажи, что дочь моя Сати должна оставить свои взаимоотношения с этим человеком, поскольку он упал.
When the husband falls down, it's the wife's duty to relinquish the relationship.
Когда муж падает, то долг жены оставить свои отношения.
Then he quotes from scripture from Smriti Shastra. When patem cha patitam chajat, when a husband has fallen, his relationship must be given up. But I think ladies shouldn't be too quick to reject their husbands. Better be patient for some time, see if you can improve the situation. Every endeavor should be made to improve the situation. That night, Amogha Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law fled, and in the morning he fell sick with cholera. When Bhattacharya heard that Amogha was dying of cholera, he thought, yes, this is the will of providence. When one offends the Supreme Lord, karma immediately takes effect.
Когда человек оскорбляет Всевышнего Господа, то карма сразу же начинает действовать.
And he quote also from the Bhagavatam. When a person mistreats great souls, his lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions, and good fortune are all destroyed.
И он также процитировал Бхагаватам, где говорится, когда человек оскорбляет великую душу, то продолжительность его жизни, его слава,
This is stated by Sukadeva Goswami in relation to Kamsa when he tried to kill Yogamaya, the sister of Krishna. So at this time Gopinath Acharya went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him about some news, what was happening at the house of Sarvabhauma. Gopinath informed the Lord that both the husband and wife were fasting and that Amogha was dying of cholera. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Amogha was going to die, he immediately ran to him in great haste. Placing his hand on Amogha's chest, he spoke as follows. The heart of a Brahmana is by nature very clean. Therefore, it is a proper place for Krishna to sit. Why have you allowed jealousy to sit here also? Because of this, you have become like a chandala. And you have also contaminated a most purified place, your heart. However, due to the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all your contamination is now vanquished. When a person's heart is cleansed of all contamination, he is able to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna.
И когда сердце человека очищено от всей грязи, он может повторять Махамантру Харе Кришна.
Therefore, Amogha, get up and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you do so, Krishna will unfailingly bestow mercy upon you.
Поэтому, Амогха, вставай и повторяй Харе Кришна Махамантру. Если ты будешь делать так, то Кришна, несомненно, прольет на тебя свою милость.
After hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and being touched by him, Amogha, who was on his deathbed, immediately stood up and began to chant the holy name of Krishna. Thus he became mad with ecstatic love and began to dance emotionally.
И начал танцевать.
Amoga then fell before the Lord's lotus feet and submissively said, O merciful Lord, please excuse my offense. He even began slapping his own cheeks, saying, By this mouth I have blasphemed you.
Он даже начал бить себя по щекам, говоря, вот этими самыми устами я оскорбил тебя.
So he slapped his own face so much his cheeks became swollen, and Gopinath Acharya had to catch his hands to stop him.
Он так колотил себя по щекам, что они раздулись, и Гопинат Ачарья остановил его, схватив за руки.
After this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified him and said, You are the object of my affection because you are the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Everyone in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house is very dear to me, including his maids and servants and even his dog. And what to speak of his relatives? Amoga, always chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and do not commit any further offenses. So then Lord Chaitanya went to the house of Sarvabhauma, who caught hold of his lotus feet. The Lord embraced him and sat down. And he said, After all, Amoga is your son-in-law, he's just a child. What is his fault, and why are you fasting, and why are you angry? Get up and take bath, and go and see the face of Lord Jagannath. Then return here to eat your lunch. In this way, I shall be happy. I shall stay here till you return to take Lord Jagannath's prasad for your lunch. So catching hold of the Lord's feet, Bhattacharya said, Why did you bring Amoga back to life? It would have been better had he died. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amoga is your child and son. The father does not take the faults of his son seriously. Now that he has become a Vaishnava, he is offenseless. You can bestow your mercy upon him without hesitation. Sarvabhauma said, My dear Lord, please go and see Lord Jagannath. After taking bath, I shall go there and return. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gopinath, Stay here and inform me when Sarvabhauma has taken his prasad. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath. After that, Sarvabhauma finished his bath and went to see the Lord and then returned home to take prasadam.
И Господь Чайтанья отправился, чтобы увидеть Господа Джаганатхи, а Сарвабхаума Тачари принял омовение, отправился в храм Джаганатхи, а затем вернулся домой и начал обедать.
Thereafter, Amoga became an unalloyed devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
И впоследствии Амога стал чистым преданным Господа Чайтанья.
He danced in ecstasy and peacefully chanted the holy name of Lord Krishna.
Он танцевал в экстазе и умиротворенно повторял святые имена Господа Кришны.
In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his various pastimes.
Вот так Господь Чайтанья совершал свои разнообразные.
Whoever sees them or hears of them becomes truly astonished.
И любой, кто видит их или слышит о них, будет поражен.
Thus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed eating in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house.
Так Господь Чайтанья наслаждался, вкушая пищу в
Within that one pastime, many wonderful pastimes were manifest. These are the particular characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Thus the Lord ate in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, and in this way Sarvabhauma's love for the Lord has become very well known. Thus I have related the ecstatic love of Sarvabhauma's wife, who is known as the mother of Sati. I have also related Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great mercy, which he manifested by excusing Amoga's offense. He did so due to Amoga's relationship with a devotee. Whoever hears these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and love will attain the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet very soon. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So, Hare Krishna.